The Neo-Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchy.
Hello everybody, dear friends, Vandacom. With their wacky dialogue, today our stupid brother make us discover how to objectively said hello while having plenty of criticism to share before saying goodbye positively and subjectively. How are you today? You look good, real son.
Well, thank you. You are nice. I'm French as a rose.
I see. I'm happy for you. It's nice to see. Meeting a friend in great shape, it boosts you. It makes you want to feel life positively.
Don't be so optimistic. At night, I'm not a sun.
Yeah, but there is the moon.
You mean at night? I have a moonshine.
Of course, and not only that, you must also have a galaxy around your head, like that, which turns slowly, slowly.
Which one do you think it is, the Milky Way or Andromeda?
Since you normally have your feet on the moon and your head in the star during the day, at night you must be at least over 31 million light years away from Earth. So, I will say the galaxy Sombrero. This galaxy exists, I swear.
Sombrero? Like the Mexican sombrero hat?
Perfectly. Besides, you have the head of a Mexican. We never tell you. You put on a poncho and you can do the sleeve singing the bomba.
Ha ha, very funny. You, with your angel face, you will have a hard time passing for a French intellectual.
Ba 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 ba. Don't show off. You are my friend. But sometimes you had rather the feeling of a fallen angel who is in line at the solar kitchen.
And then, there is no shame to have. I love Monday mash potato. I enjoy Monday mash potato. Do you do not like Monday mash potato?
I don't like Monday in general, and I worship les frites in particular. Are you happy with that?
What's happened to you?
I have changed a lot, not like you. You have not made any progress. You are still the same 5 years ago when you...
Damn, you are not cool. I remember that 2 years ago, you were depressed like a monkey at the North Pole.
Who?
Me?
Well, that's the best. But you, 2 weeks ago, you did not look pretty pretty.
And you, not later than yesterday.
Yesterday? But look at you now.
Okay, on se calme. I'm fed up. We send ourselves too much reproach and remorse. I wish we were cooler.
Yes, sweeter. Nicer, more compassionate, benevolent, attentive, joyfully receptive to each other.
That will be, I don't know how to say, wonderful.
Yes, wonderful. A kind of an active and luminous fraternity, spontaneous and all, between us.
What did you say? I misheard. I was lost in myself.
Gosh, you are getting on my nerve. You are not in the present, in the moment, in the existence of,
I'm sorry, of a real that emerged from the infinite. I'm sorry, from the eternity. I'm very sorry, from the manifestation.
I know you are sorry. Me too, I am sorry. The universe is sorry. We are all sorry, sorry.
Apologize.
You apologize. Apologize? Well, what a surprise. Okay, I forgive you. You know what? Let's look into the future without emotion, without attachment, without regret,
without me annoying you, I suppose.
Yes, it will be nice. And without you bickering ego.
Of course, no problem. And without your bad temper.
Obviously, I agree. And maybe without all this without.
Well, super. Let's remove all this without. It is too much negative. Better said with. Let's look to the future with. With the fate of a new, which destroys nothing but change everything. With the force which weighs everything but lower nothing. With the joy that, but stop looking at me with your sardine eyes. You distract me.
I have sardine eyes?
No. Excuse me. Your eyes are the expression of a postmodern brotherhood which escaped the society of the spectacle. That wonderful but useless.
You know, being useless is useful against exacerbating utilitarianism.
Wow, excellent. After that, I have nothing more to say.
Then shut up.
Oh, okay. In 5 seconds, I just shut up. 1, 2, there, if I want, I can still talk, right? 3, 4, 4 and a half. I had an important thing to tell you, but I forgot what. 4 and a half plus 25% of 1 second equals, et voilà, 5.
Thank you. I like your silence. It speaks to me. And not only does it talk to me, but it reminds me that I have to go. So, I go. Ciao, bello. Psst.
Okay. Psst. Ciao. Psst. Et voilà. Our stupid brother say goodbye in silence. But we will find their wacky nose next Friday, 10:30 a.m. in live, or when you want, on the Auroville radio site. C'est dingue, non, amazing. ¶¶